You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and conversation program. I am Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studio, and on the phone we have Becky Riddle of the Kentucky Historical Society. Becky, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Becky, the Kentucky Historical Society is going to dedicate a marker to honor Henry H. Lovett Sr. next Monday at 9 a.m. at the H.H. Lovett Park in Benton. Tell me about the man. Let me first tell you, though, that one summer many years ago, we had a young student go out and read historical markers around our region because we all thought that people failed to stop because of the marker,
right.
You know, and usually they're by the side of the road where you can't stop, but at the park you'll be able to read about Mr. Lovett.
Right. That's the nice thing about where they're putting it is people will be able to just walk up to it and read it. So we hope that a lot of people will do that.
Well, Mr. Lovett is someone who has a wonderful interview with Shelby McCollum on file with the Kentucky Oral History Commission. I wonder if you've heard that interview.
I have not heard that, and I actually wasn't aware of it, although we did do another marker for Shelby McCollum last year. The same person applied for both of them, so I wasn't aware of that, but that's really interesting.
Well, I'd love to hear the interview. I was hoping that it was online. I think you have to visit the Oral History Commission because
right.
It mentions a singing mouse, and I'm going to have to figure out what a singing mouse has to do with Mr. Henry H. Lovett Sr. So he was a pioneer in education in Western Kentucky. Would you tell me more about him?
Well, he was Marshall County's first superintendent of public schools, and he helped establish the first graded school in Marshall County in 1906 and the first high school in 1908. So that was, you know, pretty early for somebody, you know, like himself to be doing that. And he went on to do many, many other things, and we can talk about more of that if you want to or have time. But,
oh, sure.
But he did a lot with education. He was the first superintendent in the state of Kentucky to have his curriculum approved by the State Board of Education in 1906, and so he made great strides in education for Marshall County at that time.
You know, I'm not up to date. Tracy, might you know when bridges actually connected Western Kentucky with the...
I won't even embarrass myself with a guess. How's that?
Well, I was thinking Mr. Lovett was born near Jonathan Creek in
mm-hmm.
1882.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Western Kentucky University, then known as Southern Normal School.
Right.
So he must have put some personal effort and ambition into his trajectory that led him to achievements that he's being celebrated for with this marker. Tell
right.
me more about him.
Well, he's also credited for introducing the game of basketball to Western Kentucky. We could not put that on the marker, unfortunately, because there just wasn't enough documentation to, you know, say for sure that he actually did that, but I would venture to guess that he probably did. So that's kind of a neat fact. Then he went on to become an attorney and hold many public offices in Marshall County. He was county judge. He was Commonwealth's attorney. He bought the Tribune Democrat newspaper in 1919 and operated that until 1921. Then he went on to, he served with the Marshall County Fair Association and worked with them on establishing, you know, fairs. And he was chairman of the Marshall County Draft Board during World War One. So he just, I mean, it
Gosh.
Just, he kind of went on and on with these great accomplishments, you know, that he did, and then I think he came back and helped his county. He was active in preserving Big Singing Day in Marshall County, and in the 1930s, he donated that land for the park in Benton, which is now known as the H.H. Lovett Park, which is where the marker will be. So that's appropriate that the marker be put there, so in honor of him, because that was his land originally that he gave to the city. So that's another, neat fact. It all kind of comes back full circle. So
he's obviously a gentleman dedicated to service in his community.
Right, right.
You know, these historical markers are so important for generations of people,
mm-hmm.
and for newcomers to the region to really get to know the fabric and the woof and the warp of the fabric of our history.
Right.
As I said, we did this survey, and I don't think we could get all of the historical markers that are in Western Kentucky described mm-hmm. on the air. You have quite a number of them.
We do, and we do have an online database that you can search by county or by, if you're looking for a specific subject such as education, you can search by that, and it'll pull up all the markers on that subject. And to get that, you can go to our website at history.ky.gov and then put /markers, and that will take you right to our database of markers and people can look those up for your county or your area or, like I said, by the subject. I also want to mention we do have a new iPhone app. It's a smartphone app. It's for iPhone, Android. And we're constantly adding information to that. And on there, we will have not only the text of the markers, but a greater context and greater information, more broad information of the person or the subject that it commemorates. And we'll also have pictures, and some of them actually have video clips or audio clips. So I was thinking when you were talking about that interview with Shelby McCallum, if we could find that, then we could attach that to the iPhone app, and that would be a really nice piece to go along with it.
Would that be cool or what? Yes.
Yeah, that would be really nice. So hopefully, we may be able to do that. So that's another thing we're doing to kind of bring the markers. If you can't go to them, they can sort of come to you through the app. So
now, it's obvious in Mr. Lovett's case, Henry H. Lovett Sr., that this man was dedicated to his community and was an overachiever. I want to mm-hmm. know those are qualities that it takes to get a historical marker. What else does it take for someone to rise to the occasion of being the subject of a historical marker?
Right. Well, they're all kind of judged individually, and we have a few guidelines of what cannot be a marker, like the person has to be deceased 15 years, I believe it is, and we can't do them just specifically for only cemeteries. There are a few things that we can't. Churches have to be a certain number, I think 150 years old, but for the most part, we want people to apply, and hopefully if it's, they send in a good nomination, they'll get a marker, and if not, we will work with them on trying to improve it so it's a little more, interesting. Sometimes people just want a marker and don't know, what they want to write about it, so we'll try to help them do that. But we do a lot for people, we do a lot in historic homes and historic sites. We've gotten, quite a few for the Rosenwald schools, which are that's a really interesting subject. And so we get all different subjects and things like that, but we try to, do as many as we can. We do 15 in the April cycle. We approve 15 then, and then we have an October cycle, and we approve 15 more in October. So we do about 30 a year, and we try to do as many as we can if they're, you know, valid subjects and meet the criteria that we have.
Well, we're glad you're at the work. And tell me again, will there be a ceremony at 9 a.m. Monday?
There will. There'll be a ceremony at the park at 9 a.m. And we hope there's a good turnout. I usually attend the dedications, and unfortunately I had a conflict that day, so I won't be able to be there. But Justin Lamb with the Marshall County Court, he's the one that applied for it and is kind of in charge of that. So if anybody has any questions about anything, they can contact him there. And we hope there's a good turnout, and we're happy that this marker is being dedicated because it's a really important one.
Thank you for being with us today to speak about it. Again, the Kentucky Historical Society, that was Becky Riddle, the program coordinator for the Historical Marker Program in Kentucky. They're dedicating a marker honoring Henry H. Lovett Sr. at 9 a.m. Monday on Kentucky 353 at H.H. Lovett Park in Benton.